Welcome to the podcast.
Three uncles in a basement.
Three uncles in the basement podcast.
You are now live with the Science Guys.
Bill.
No, man. There's no Bill here.
Shit.
Bill's in Miami.
Oh.
Bill's in Miami. Bill's having a blast in Miami.
Leaving us here in the winter.
Leaving us in this.
The harsh.
The horse shit? is that what you try to say? The horse shit?
Horse shit known as Canada.
Hey, man. It's not horse shit. It's just Brampton. Everything else seems okay.
Can't even say Brampton's horse shit. It's like some exotic animal. Like kangaroo shit or something.
No, you gotta find an animal native to Brampton.
Huh. Human shit? Torca?
That's what it smells like. It's what it literally smells like.
You think like when white tourists come here, like...
They don't come here. They do not.
I
think they probably have a feature on their GPSs where they just fucking don't even check off Brampton.
Like the Simpsons episode.
It doesn't even know what happened.
They put like a dome over like Springfield and they made like all the GPSs just not go there.
We need that.
The dome would kill people though. It'd be like too much like smell, like shit. People would fucking die.
Well, I thought you were going to say like the greenhouse effect. It'll just like trap the heat.
That too, sweaty.
Oh yeah, sweaty and fucking
sweaty Indians.
Body odor and shit. Body odor, man. I was at the gym a couple of days ago.
Yeah.
And there's a strong, strong fragrance of body odor in this area that I was working out in. And I know who it was.
Oh.
Right. And some guy came in and started working out beside me. And actually I had gotten to that area after those guys who were smelly.
Okay.
They were there before me.
Oh shit.
So me and this guy, we showed up after.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to smell like, is it me? Really? I'm trying to put my nose in, in my shirt and trying to smell. And the guy beside me, he's got his nose covered, right? I'm like, fuck. Like, what if he thinks it's me?
Yeah.
Right? I just got to get out of here. So after I leave, he'll realize that it still smells.
Yeah.
And that's going to rule me out as the smelly culprit. So I left. I did some other stuff.
Yeah.
Came back, couldn't see those smelly guys,
but
I could smell them in the area. That's how strong it was. It was like tarka mixed with armpit sweat.
Oh shit. How do like gyms, like what do they use, like perfume and shit to make it like...
Just shower before you come. Or put on deodorant.
Yeah, deodorant's a good idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's inexpensive.
Antiperspirant. Yeah.
Yeah. If you can afford a gym membership, you can afford $5, $6, $7 for stuff to put under your arms.
Get like the Dollarama, was the Irish stick or whatever?
Irish Springs,
yeah.
That's a fabulous soap. It's just the two of us today.
Yeah. It's a small table.
Well, it's a large table with a lot of empty seats.
Yeah.
And one of the seat members is currently in Florida.
Not with us any longer.
Temporarily. I need her, man. I fucking got my cooking and cleaning and what. You can't say not with us anymore. I need her, right?
Man,
I need my cooking done, my cleaning done. I gotta do that shit tomorrow by myself.
Gosh darn it. I think we'll find one in the meantime. Let's open it. A Tinder account?
No, I can't do that.
Oh,
I'm loyal.
Okay,
I'll just take care of myself for the weekend. She's gone to Miami. She is Florida man right now.
Yeah, might we see like a newspaper article of her?
She doesn't know what Florida man is.
Oh, she doesn't know what a Florida man is.
No, she doesn't. Come on, you know her.
I will say she would be the type of person to do something stupid, like out of impulse, Like a Florida man?
No.
Like touch an alligator?
No. She wouldn't do that. No. Someone else might.
Okay. Was it in the convoy, I guess?
Huh?
The convoy?
No. Sam seems like something Sim would do. To touch an alligator out of impulse.
If she's drunk enough, yeah.
See, that seems more. More of like a Sim activity, and a Bindi activity. She Bindi probably kick the alligator if she's drunk enough.
Just beat it up.
Beat it up like fucking alligator.
Fuck you looking at.
Fuck you looking at, man. I told her, don't call me if you're drunk.
What if you guys are like in the same room?
No, in Miami. She's in Miami. Oh, if you're drunk in Miami, don't call me. Just text.
You get like slurred to text.
Yeah. Just like, doesn't know what she's looking at. Just like pressing a random. In her mind, she's coherent and making sense. But on the other end, it's like, what are you saying? Before we started recording, you were saying that she was more of like a rebel in the household.
Rebel, yeah.
And some things you said she stood up for made sense. Other things you said that she was adamant about, you know, standing up for, made zero sense. Yeah. Such as?
I'll start you off with something that made sense.
Okay.
So like, you know, back in the old house, we had a basement on rent like everybody, right? She fought for the rights. She fought to have the basement off the rent, and then she's like lived in the basement. There's a room there in the basement. I enjoyed that room as well. It's a very nice basement. So she got us those rights, right? But that's some stupid stuff she argued about. I don't know, man. Just dumb shit.
Do you have an example?
I have an example. So my parents.
If it's too stupid, we'll have to cut it out. We'll just go on.
My parents. Okay, we're cheap. We're not white people. We're brown people, right? We had an ancient Christmas tree, right? It was falling apart. So we're like, let's buy a new one. It was on sale for $30. It was like 6 feet, right? So she's drunk, I'm pretty sure, right? She comes home. We start up the Christmas. She's like, yo, what the hell is that Christmas tree? You know, she's all slurred and shit, right? I'm like, yo, she's drunk. Something's going to happen. And I'm like, yo, something's going to happen, right?
Was it this house?
Yeah, this house. Okay. It was like, I think a couple of years ago, right? Mm-hmm. She's like, yo, what is this Christmas tree? Shitty-ass Christmas tree. I'm going to buy my own Christmas tree. Then you guys are going to know, right? She's on like Canadian Tire website looking at Christmas tree. Then the next day, I don't know, I was like sleeping and shit, right? She comes home. She never bought a Christmas tree. She's like, yo, that shit was too expensive. I never bought one. She's bought like 100 ornaments. That's how we have our ornaments now. But she fought with her parents for like half an hour on buying a better Christmas tree and returning this one. And I was like, what is this nonsense just being spewed in the world? So she had like the rebel mentality that sometimes it'll be ill-guided.
That rebel mentality since she's met me has calmed down.
Okay.
It kind of comes out though. My mom asked her, like, let me teach you how to make roti. Should I teach Robin as well? Right? That was fucking sexist. Fucking sexist. Right? There's something to be said for tradition, right? It's like,
yeah. And roti is a life skill.
It's a life skill.
Yeah.
But thing is, like, I don't want to learn how to make roti because it's like a lady's thing to do, right? So it is kind of sexist, right?
I guess so. But like, shit, man, like a father teaching his son to like get like how to like check your oil or something, right? That's not considered sexist because like that's I guess what guys do, right?
Yeah.
So I don't know.
Yeah. But that rebel mentality, it's she's changed a lot since she's been with me.
Yeah.
For the positive.
How have you orchestrated this change?
She usually realizes that she's wrong. I'm more, I'm more of like a rational, logical person, right? She's more of like an emotional person, right?
Yeah.
And she, if I say something, she gets upset.
Yeah.
And then she takes time to think about it and then realizes it actually makes sense. The thing is, she does not like to be told what to do.
Yeah, yeah.
I told her how to fix her form at the gym. She got mad at me at the gym. And then we didn't talk. The entire workout.
Yeah.
So we're still working on some things.
I think that's how my mom is too. I think she gets that from my mom.
Oh, yeah.
Like, you know, you're telling my mom.
She even acknowledges it. She's like, I get this from my mother. One of her worries is she's worried that she's going to end up turning into your mom.
Yeah. Good luck for you, man.
No.
Okay.
Like, things. I'm not your dad. Right? Yeah. Right? Your dad's like a saintly person.
He just goes to work.
He goes to work, doesn't say anything, doesn't bother anybody. Just like a very nice and like peaceful man.
Yeah.
Right? I can't take bullshit from anybody. So she's not going to turn into your mom.
Okay.
I will not allow it. Yeah, your dad's like, one of the nicest people I've ever met. Doesn't say anything to anybody, right?
Yeah.
So, yeah, she realizes that if she like she has like a certain idea that doesn't make sense, like I'm not gonna go along with it. So that's like, good. We have checks and balances.
You gotta have your boundaries.
We have checks and balances for each other. So like,
yeah.
I know not to do stupid stuff, and she realizes that if she doesn't make sense, I'm gonna let her know that she doesn't make sense. So she can get upset about it, but then eventually she'll realize that actually didn't make any sense. The little rebel, the 5'2" rebel.
She would join like a women's fighting league.
The episode where she wanted to talk about feminism, we have a feminism related topic lined up today, and she's not even here.
Oh, damn.
And we're not waiting for next week. I don't care.
So what's the topic?
We'll get into it later. Okay. It's more of a serious topic. Let's get the other stuff out of the way first.
Okay. Silly stuff.
Silly goose. Oh, man. Yeah, getting back to the science guys thing.
Yeah.
Where do you want to start with that?
I don't know, man, anyway.
It started off with the leap days and leap years.
Yeah.
And how our Punjabi calendar doesn't have any.
Yeah.
Right?
It's just constant.
And then we tried doing research on it, and then we ended up more confused.
Yeah, because, like, controversy between, like, new calendar, old calendar, traditional stuff.
The way that I remember it is, like, all of our Sikh traditions and holidays and festivals, and I'm not, like, a Sikh scholar. I don't know shit. But it seems to me, and I could be wrong, probably am, but they move around.
Yeah, like a couple of days. Or
within the Western calendar days,
yeah.
Right? And when we Googled the Punjabi months, we saw that there weren't any months with
less than 30 days. Yeah. It was all 30 or 31.
It doesn't follow the leap year concept.
Yeah.
Which would, I guess, explain why things move around.
Yeah.
Right.
So.
Yeah, go on.
But then, like, okay, so.
Man, we can't we need Bindi. She fills in the silences. Florida man.
Okay, but then, so like, I wonder, you know how they're like the calendar changed, right?
Yeah.
Like to make it constant, to make, I guess, the Sangrans like permanent on like, you know, it happens on like the usually the 13th or the 14th in like the middle of the white month, right? Somewhere there.
Yeah.
How did they know what day was Sangran before that? Like, I don't think it was a moon thing, right? It's like Purnamashi is like a moon thing. I don't know what they did. How did they know?
They just pick random days? That's what the guy was saying in the video. He's like, do you even know what the meaning of Sangran is?
Yeah.
He just picked a day and said, this is when it is.
So like based on the weather? Shit, but man, like, okay, let's say we keep on going with this concept. How like, after a day is going to be like in 100, 200 years? Or like, will it just fix itself somehow?
The Punjabi calendar?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. I have no idea.
Because the whole reason we start talking about this is because we're like, leap days are going to, in 100 years, they're going to throw off like the year by like one day or something.
No, so what they do is every 4 years we have a leap year.
Yeah.
Right? And every 100 years,
yeah,
they throw in another leap year day.
Oh.
Thingy.
Yeah.
Every 400 years, they remove a leap year.
Oh.
Make everything jive.
Yeah.
I was watching an explanation on this a couple days ago. So
okay.
Before this, I didn't had no idea how this thing worked. So apparently when the sun goes around the moon, I mean, when the earth...
You're going to start a new conspiracy theory.
Fuck. I even realized what I was saying. What I was just saying with so much passion, I couldn't get myself to stop. When the earth goes around the sun...
Yeah.
In 365 days.
Yeah.
It doesn't do so evenly.
Yeah.
It's 365 days plus 6 hours.
Ah.
Right? The following year, it's 365 days plus another 6 hours, so which is now 12 hours.
Yeah.
Third year, 365 days plus another 6, that's 18 hours. So that's why on the fourth year, you get an extra day because that's 24 hours.
Yeah, yeah.
365 days. And then on the fourth year, you have an extra day because of all the 666 from the last previous 4 years. And then, And then every 400 years, because they were saying that the year 2000 was a leap year.
Yeah.
But 1900, 1800, 1700, those weren't. So I think every 400 years, they stick on another leap year.
Oh.
But there was also something where they... okay, so I think... So if my memory serves me correct...
Yeah.
Every 4 years, we get a leap year.
Yeah.
Every 100 years, they remove a day.
Yeah.
And then every 400 years, they stick that day back in.
Uh-huh.
Do you get what I mean?
Yeah. So they take away like three leap years and then they add one. Right? Because like three...
So every 100 years, they remove it.
Yeah.
And then every 400, and on the 400th year, they stick it back in.
Yeah. Science.
Science. If anybody's actually interested in learning about what the shit we just talked about, just go to Neil deGrasse Tyson's page and search the explanation for leap years. He'll do a much better job than we did conveying the message.
But man, how do we know that our calendar is not already like fucked up?
It is fucked up.
Because like, look at it. It's like, okay, I'm not saying I don't think it's going to snow anymore this year, right? Mm. But usually, remember back in the day, my parents were like, yo, it used to snow in October, right?
It did.
Now it doesn't snow until like January, basically.
It snowed for 2 days this whole year.
Yeah.
When I was a kid, man, it used to snow in October.
Yeah.
And from like October up until like March,
yeah,
it used to be snow on the ground.
How do we know that our October isn't our new January? Because like now, snow doesn't turn until like
January. Because we have highly skilled people on this, so
we don't need to worry about it.
You don't need to worry about it. Okay, I'm not, so you don't have to either. Because some very highly skilled people are on this job. Okay, the people who figured out the whole leap year situation, they did it by making measurements without telescopes because telescopes weren't even around.
Yeah.
So rest assured, it's okay, taken care of. We're good.
We're good. All right.
We're good.
Shit, man. I was getting stressed, man. I was like, yo, what the hell's going to happen?
We're good. Only thing you need to know is when they came up with the concept of leap days and leap years and blah, blah, blah. They did it in October of 15 something.
Yeah.
And that year, they took off 10 days out of October.
Oh.
And started the whole thing.
So when they had like the year one or whatever, right, like AD, right, it's called 180.
Yeah,
it wasn't a year zero, right? They just went straight to one.
I think it's like, no, I think there would be zero. It's like when you're born. Yeah. You're not one when you're born.
Yeah,
you're zero.
So did they count in 365 days back then too, right? Or did they not have that
concept? I don't know what kind of calendar they had back then. No, back then the calendar didn't have leap years and leap days.
Yeah.
Because those weren't invented. But they did have a calendar.
Did they have like a Desi calendar?
I think everything was Desi back then. I think they had the Julian calendar back then.
Or was it the Mayan calendar? Did they use that? Or was that different?
The Mayans used it.
Okay.
Not the Romans. I think they used the Julian calendar.
Wow.
In which...
Julius Caesar.
Yeah. So you know how October is the 10th month?
Yeah.
Right? But OCT, Oct, is eight.
Yeah.
October used to be the 8th month.
Oh.
Until they stuck in July for Julius and August for Augustus Caesar. I believe Julius Caesar. I think Augustus was also Caesar. So they stuck those 2 months in. And it pushed October from the 8th month to the 10th month.
Damn, man, they really be dissing October out here. Just moved it 2 months back like that.
Julian calendar. So you know how Joe Rogan has Jamie?
Yeah.
I'm Jamie today, right? So the Julian calendar was a system of dating followed from 46 BC onwards.
Okay.
So it was this calendar which added one extra day in every 4 years.
They did know.
Giving us our leap year because it had been calculated the Earth's takes 365 and a quarter days to complete its circle. So I was right. I just had my dates mixed up.
Okay.
So I'm guessing these Catholic priests, when they did the whole thing 400 years ago, they probably did the whole thing where they started adding an extra day every 400 years or something.
Probably like made it more proper.
Yeah, they made it more proper. Now, what's the difference between the Julian and Gregorian calendar? We follow the Gregorian calendar right now.
Yeah.
Okay? The Julian calendar adds a day to the calendar every 4 years. The Gregorian calendar does the same, except when the year is divisible by 100 and not divisible by 400. Then the leap year is skipped.
Okay. Then when did the Gregorian calendar come out?
1500s, I think.
What did they follow before, like 46 or whatever?
Counted on their hands. Counted on their hands, maybe. I don't know. Like, when did October become the 10th month? In 154 BCE, a rebellion forced the Roman Senate to change the beginning of a civil year from March to January 1st. With this reform, October officially became the 10th month of the year. But how the fuck did they... In ancient Rome, October was the name of the 8th month of the year. Its name comes from octo, Latin word for 8. When the Romans converted to a 12-month calendar, they tried to rename the month after various Roman emperors, but October's name stuck. So basically it stuck in July for Julius and August for Augustus. Enough science.
Pretty much science.
Enough science.
I had another knowledge thing.
Go on.
It might be too much knowledge. Go on, young
man. There's no one here to stop us from sciencing today because Florida man is in Florida.
Florida man thinks the earth revolves around the moon.
That's my wife you're talking about, okay? Stop it.
I'm sorry.
Stop it.
Okay. So you know Lotto 649. Why is it called Lotto 649?
It's not a science thing.
It's like a knowledge thing, though. Why is it called Lotto 649?
Because you pick six numbers.
Six numbers between 1 and 49. Lotto 649.
I'm going to insert a cricket chirping sound after this when I edit. I thought it was going to be something nice.
I learned it in a data management class today.
That's what they teach you guys?
That and like how to gamble and like when it makes sense to gamble and when you should pull your earnings out.
When should you pull your earnings out?
When you have the gut feeling. I don't know, man. Our teacher's like, you got to calculate it using like these different like permutations and combination theories, man. It's too much.
I took that course. It wasn't data management. It was functions and relations.
Yeah.
In high school. With combinations and permutations and all that stuff. And with matrices. Dot products. Have you guys done dot products?
No, yeah.
It's like multiplication, but weird. I can't remember how to do it. The most difficult subject in high school, man.
I learned how to use the second function on a calculator.
Oh my
God. You press the second button and then there's like more shit written on the calculator?
Yeah.
I learned how to do that.
Today?
Yeah, like yesterday.
Damn. It's kind of late, man.
I thought it was just used to like turn the calculator off, but no, apparently you can do like factorials, permutations. Yeah. I'm like, yo, this shit.
It's a scientific calculator.
Like, this shit has so much stuff in it, man. I thought like my calculator scientific was the same as like those blue ones you have in school, which like the numbers.
The calculator I had in grade 8.
Yeah.
I still have it today.
Damn.
And it's a little low on juice.
Yeah.
But if you give it some new batteries, I think it would still work.
Phones need scientific calculators.
They do have them.
It's not scientific.
Oh my God, I'll show you.
You don't have like all the functions though. It's
simple calculator?
Yeah.
Okay.
Oh, you're going to turn it to the side? Yeah, that's some of the stuff. That's some of the stuff.
It's not everything.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, you're right. Phones should.
Man, but AI is so smart nowadays. Like, holy, I don't know what we're going to do in the future.
What do you mean?
Humans are holding AI back. Okay. So we had this question, right? I think it was like, if you have like these many marbles or some shit and you pick out like six, what are the chances they're blue or whatever, right? Mm-hmm. I didn't know how to figure out the answer. I was like struggling on the textbook page, right? Copied that shit into ChatGPT. Boom. It put out this thing step by step. How to do it. How it got what value. I'm telling you, man, this is the future.
Oh, and it's definitely the future. I just don't know, like, how some people are saying that it's going to take over the world and kill humans. I just don't buy into that conspiracy theory at this point.
I think if there's, like...
It's also because I could be stupid and haven't done enough research on this topic, so I could be oblivious.
If computers have... Like, you know how humans have infrastructure? We have buses and shit. We have, you know, we can work with the Earth, right? If computers somehow had, like, infrastructure to... I guess their own network to move on Earth, I think they could kill humans. I don't know what that network would look like. I don't know if they'd physically move, if they'd telepathically move. Shit, I mean, they're... Okay, you think AI has a mind of its own where it could control the device it's using and emit more radiation to, like, kill people? Like, shit. You want Kim Jong-un dead? Hack his phone, make it spread so much radiation. Man's done in, like, a year. He has cancer.
My thing is, AI turns into the Transformers.
Yeah, that's possible.
Right? But how does it, like, your...
There needs to be, like, something physical
your
there.
Your desktop evolve into Optimus Prime.
It would need a mechanical portion to it, like the parts and shit.
But who's going to develop that? Humans?
Humans aren't going to do that shit. Why would you want that? Maybe some idiot might. Some idiot might be like, oh, I want a thing that
transforms. So I think maybe this is what happens.
Okay.
AI, the brain power,
yeah,
gets so advanced that it's taking over factories.
Yeah.
Right? And controlling the machinery in the factories, because everything's plugged in nowadays.
Yeah.
Not everything, but a lot of these factories are becoming robotized. And it starts developing hardware.
Developing its own shit.
To become Optimus Prime.
Yeah. And it builds itself.
And then it screws us over.
Why would it want to kill us, though?
That's because we kill everything that's not as strong, not physically strong, but not as smart as us.
So it's just like a nature thing? Like,
it's a nature thing. Yeah. What do people do?
Yeah, I guess so.
Right? Anything that's not as intellectually, on our level,
yeah,
we treat it like it's...
It's garbage.
It's garbage, right? Not garbage, but we don't give it enough respect. So if something comes along that's... much more intellectually advanced than us, it stands to reason that it would treat us the same way. Forget even intellectually smarter. Like if a more advanced civilization goes into a more primitive environment,
yeah,
they kill those people, or they take over their land and take the resources.
That's what happened to North America. Like, you know how, like, the British came over to, like, you know, where Canada is, and, like, you know, the British obviously had, like, more advanced weaponry, and they had all that shit, and they just, like, killed them, took their land.
Yeah.
So, I don't know, man. What do you think about aliens, though?
No, I don't really think about them much, to be honest with you. I find the topic interesting, though, but it's not something I spend time thinking about. Well, what about you?
Yeah, I don't know, man. I think they might be real, because there's so much, I guess, we haven't discovered, which, man, I'm going to tell you how, like... Uneducated, we don't even know how much there is that we haven't discovered yet. We don't even know what's discovered, what's not discovered. As normal human beings,
we need to start our own podcast called the Science Guys Podcast.
Yeah,
we gotta do this.
Then we get two episodes deep before we just don't know.
What?
We get two episodes deep before we just don't know anything.
And we just keep putting out shit like this. We just talk about ideas, and, you know, maybe get somebody's attention. Like, these two dumbasses don't know anything they're talking about. Let me go on their show and educate them. That's how we get our guests.
Every 100th episode, we add a Science Guy episode.
No, we're on episode 50.
Okay, every 50 episodes. I don't know, well, let's get the viewers' input. If they want Science Guy, we'll have a Florida Man and Science Guys.
Florida Man took science in high school, which I did not know, because Florida Man never told me until, like, 2 weeks ago.
I think they did a bad job, man. I took science. I was pretty good at it.
She got A's in science.
Yeah, so did I. But, like, she doesn't come across as the type of person who knows science. Yeah, I don't know that much science.
No, the thing is, okay, there's a difference. It's not necessarily what you learn in school about science that gives you a basic foundation.
Yeah.
But a lot of stuff that I know, it's just general knowledge. Stuff that I watch on YouTube and try to, you know, because I find stuff interesting and I watch it. Girls, for the most part, in my experience, don't do that.
The ones who do are, like, outcasts.
Yeah, the ones who do, yeah, like, yeah.
Don't touch worms, man.
Like, a lot of girls don't do that.
Yeah.
Right? Like, they don't just open up YouTube and watch history or geography.
Yeah, like...
Or physics.
That's what I've seen. Okay. I, like, when I'm on YouTube, man, I'll
search... I'm not saying girls are dumb. By no means am I saying that.
Yeah.
It's just they lag...
It's a difference in taste.
It's a difference in taste, but which I think leads to a difference in the amount of general knowledge that men and women have.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean that they're dumb or anything. It's just different tastes. And then, which leads to, like, when they say stuff like, where's this? Like, what the fuck? What are you talking about, right? What's this? Right? It's like, yeah.
It's like children.
It's like children.
Yeah, okay, so.
So much for a feminist podcast.
Just shit out of. Like, man, I'll watch something like.
Is it even recording?
Shit.
Yeah, it is.
Okay, thank God.
We're 33 minutes in. Okay. By the time we get to our actual topics, it'll be like a 2-hour mark. Like, when I'm going like to edit all of it.
Send it to her while she's in my...
Go on.
Man, so I'll watch, like, you know, something about the cars. Like, a dude, like, tearing down an engine or something interesting like that. Or, like, you know, National Geographic, Aliens documentary, Ancient Aliens or whatever they have. Then I'll ask like her jewel, right? I'll be like, oh, so what you watch, right? She's like, I watch like Love is Blind.
Yeah, exactly. Oh.
But do you think that gives them skills that, like, you know, guys don't have? Like, what skill do you, I guess, like communication skills you'd learn from watching something like that?
But watching Love is Blind?
I've never watched an episode, but I'd assume that's
what I watched it because she used to watch it and it was kind of interesting. But I don't like those shows.
Yeah, I'm not really a fan of, like, reality or the game shows.
No, like, I'd much rather watch something that I'm going to learn something from.
Yeah.
So, you know, a lot of stuff I watch is just stuff on YouTube about different things.
Yeah.
Yeah. But getting back to aliens, just given the size of the universe, I think that, I think that they do exist. And given the number of UFO sightings that have been reported recently, something's going on.
Yeah.
Something. What it is?
Shay, you think it could be the first podcast of alien on here?
If aliens are listening and they want to come and join us. Yeah.
But, like, don't be hostile, man.
Yeah, don't be hostile. Like, we're nice people. Just, like, stop. They don't probe us.
We'll make you tea. We'll care for you.
Yeah.
I think if an alien were to go on a podcast, probably go on with Joe Rogan, I'm assuming.
I think he'd be number one.
Yeah, he'd be number one.
He'd be the close second. Because after, like, Joe Rogan asks all the, like, the, you know, like, the nice, like, you know, like, scientific questions and, like, gets to, like, you know, like, break the ice.
Yeah.
We can come in and just, like, you know, like, crack jokes.
Yeah.
Like, what do you do on your planet? Well, Joe Rogan's going to ask that question, too. Like, yeah. What do you do, like, on your planet? Well, like, it's like...
So what does puberty look like?
What's puberty look like for you guys? Do you guys have puberty?
Do your parents ever, like, you know...
Did your parents pressure you to grow up to be a certain type of alien?
Yes, exactly.
Like, we're humans. What kind of thing are you? Like, what do you call yourself on your planet?
Do you guys have an equivalent of Brampton?
Yes. That's a good question. That's a yes.
We gotta start writing these down.
Gotta start writing these down for when the aliens come on our podcast. But yeah, so I know, but and all the, like, some of the stuff that I've listened to Joe Rogan talk about about aliens.
Yeah,
he was saying stuff like, we as human beings are possibly moving towards looking like the prototypical alien, like the large head, no muscles, no genitals.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
So with all the shit that's going on today, with, like, whatever, you know, like, his theory is we're moving towards actually becoming what those aliens are.
We're going to become the danger.
Yeah.
The aliens are dangerous, or we're going to be the danger?
No, forget the danger part. Okay. Like, he's saying we're going to eventually end up looking like that.
So we're going to look like E.T.
E.T.'s fucked up. No. No. E.T. looked like a turd. Yeah. Right?
Yeah.
E.T. looked like a turd in a blanket. The thing, you know, Men in Black?
Yeah.
The first Men in Black movie was good. The second and third, I think, sucked ass.
I only watched the first one.
Fourth one, I haven't even watched. The thing that I had a hard time getting over in those movies is a lot of those aliens were insects.
Yeah.
It just doesn't stack up to me.
Yeah.
Now, that could be my, you know, like, my biased thinking, because we as human beings don't look like insects.
Yeah.
So I think I would want aliens to kind of resemble us, just because it... One lends itself to the other in terms of intellectual thinking. Bugs flying a spaceship?
Yeah, it doesn't really make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
I don't know, man. Even every image you see of, like, you know how, like, it's very weird for, like, an animal to be, like, us, like, walking on 2 feet, right? You know, what, there's a word for it. I don't know what it is.
Bipedal?
Bipedal, yeah. So, like, imagine if you had aliens that were, like, dogs. You know, they walked on 4 feet. Like, all of our, like, in media, all of our images, they're bipedal. They're just exactly like us.
Hmm.
What if they're not, man?
What if they're not?
Yeah.
Yeah.
How would they... You can't have an animal drive a car. How do you think their seats and shit would be set up? It'd be completely different.
Well, a dog can't drive a car because a dog doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Forget the brain power for a second. A dog can't hold a steering wheel because a dog doesn't have thumbs.
Yeah.
Right. These aliens would need to have some sort of appendage which allows them to grab onto things. A dog can't grab.
What if they don't? Okay. What if they don't even have a steering wheel? What if they just have a completely different, like a joystick kind of thing going on? You press that left, right.
What if they just move the spaceships by thought?
Shit, that's also possible.
There's a movie called Arrival.
Yeah.
And the aliens of those are. They have, like, tentacles and stuff.
Yeah.
But the inside of the spaceship, it doesn't have any sort of, like, user interface that you would use to, like, you know, like, drive something.
Yeah.
Maybe it's something like that.
Could be.
And they communicate in ink blobs.
I heard dolphins are really smart, though, but I don't...
I've heard that, too.
I don't... I've never seen
it. And killer whales.
Really?
Yeah.
But they don't have, like, a society here that we know of, like...
They travel in pods. Dolphin females are hoes by design.
Oh, okay.
Not because they're like, it's a Friday night. I thought their mentality was... Like, yeah, no. Not because, like, it's like...
Let loose,
right? Right. It's because female dolphins have to ensure the survival of their babies. Whale babies are known as calves.
Yeah.
Whale females are known as cows.
Well, like how humans, like, before, like, medicine and shit, they just have, like, a shitload of babies so that one of them would, like, live.
No.
No, not like that?
Not like that. The animal kingdom is a little different.
Okay.
So what happens in the dolphin world...
Yeah.
Maybe it's the same case with other whales, I don't know. But with dolphins, what happens is the male dolphins, animals do it just to, like, have babies and... Make sure that their genes are being passed on from one generation to the next.
Okay.
Right? Each specimen wants to make sure that it's his genes that make it to the next generation.
Okay. Right?
That's why the fittest male gets to mate with the female.
Yeah.
Right? The loser fucking just, like, fucking, like, walks off and, like, in the field, right? Just
dies off.
Dies fucking loser, right? Got no bitches.
Shit, you think their parents pressured them?
So what happens with dolphins is the males try to kill babies that don't belong to them.
Oh.
So the females go and mate with as many males as possible.
Okay.
So it's difficult for the males to know which baby is theirs or which isn't. So they don't kill the babies.
That's kind of like a Nick Cannon situation.
Never mind. But
almost the other way around.
Yeah. The other way around. You know which animal I find makes me cringe?
What?
Seahorse.
I don't think I've ever seen one in person before. Have you?
Yeah, at the zoo or at the aquarium.
I went to the aquarium, but I just remember seeing, like, do you call them eels or whatever?
Yeah.
Or, like, the rays,
those two?
Yeah. Those things. I just remember seeing those and, like, a bunch of, I don't know if they're sharks, but big fish.
They have sharks.
Big fish, little fish.
Yeah, I find seahorses cringeworthy because...
How do they move? They don't have... How do they move?
They have little, like...
They have those things.
Little flippers on the side.
All I know about seahorses, man, there's this one chocolate thing you get. You know, like, in Christmas time, you get those assorted chocolates. Mm-hmm. There's one in the shape of a seahorse. It tastes good.
Did you know that the males get pregnant?
Yeah, I know about that part.
Yeah, that's what makes me feel...
So the male, like, I'm guessing it's like humans, they have like a sperm and like an egg kind of deal?
I don't know.
It's like the male shoots a sperm into the woman and the egg goes back inside of him?
I don't know how seahorses are made.
Then why is he called a male if he's the one getting pregnant? You get what I'm saying? Shouldn't that just be the
Because female? She pays the bills, man. That's why. She goes to work and she pays the bills. That's why. She wears the pants. Speaking of mating.
Yeah.
I had an epiphany a few days ago.
Oh, okay.
I finally understand why when parents talk to their kids about the birds and the bees.
Yeah.
Do you know why it's called the birds and the bees?
No idea.
I finally figured it out a few days ago.
Why?
Why?
Yeah.
Because when plants mate,
yeah,
they rely on birds and bees.
Yeah. Pollen.
Pollen for pollination. Yeah. And pollination is what leads to new plants.
Yeah.
Right? So that's plants mating.
Yeah.
Without the birds and bees carrying pollen from one to the other, plants can't reproduce.
Yeah.
So that's why when parents talk to their kids about sex, it's called talking about the birds and bees.
Ah. Now look at us with all this knowledge, man.
Look at us with all this knowledge.
You know, there's also asexual plants. Their pollen gets carried by like the wind or the water or like some other shit, and then they just grow there. That's also a type. There's two types of plants.
Asexual reproduce by themselves, right?
Yeah, their pollen flies away. They don't need like, or something like that. They don't need animals for pollination. I don't know what it is. There's asexual plants though. I had biology last year. I don't remember. Like an acorn. I think trees with acorns, acorn trees are asexual.
I don't want to watch a video on this. It's a type of reproduction that does not involve the fusion of gametes. No, what you're talking about is not asexual. That's why I was confused.
Oh.
Yeah.
But I know acorn trees are asexual. I don't know why I know they're asexual. The way you can tell is plants that are very like bright colored, right? Like flowers, or they have like a good scent, they do that to like attract like the birds and the bees. Yeah. So anything that's like green, I guess they're asexual.
Yeah, so I had a feeling what you were talking about made no sense at all. Yeah. If the pollen flies with the wind from one plant to another, that's not asexual.
It doesn't still happen. Is it consent, though?
Is it consent? It doesn't matter in the animal kingdom. Consent is the... It's consent is entirely a human construct.
Yeah, I guess so.
Because we have feelings.
Yeah.
Plants, no. Monkeys, no. So the thing that... Speaking of animals and consent and all that stuff... Next logical step is homosexuality.
Yeah.
Right. The thing that I find frustrating with certain people is certain people,
yeah,
belonging to our community,
yeah,
tend to think that homosexuality is a trend, that people see other people being gay and then they turn gay, right? And I've had people tell me this. It's like, it's just like, you know, it's like the media is propagating gayness, so people are becoming gay, right?
I don't think it's just our community, though. Joe was telling me one of her, like, bank managers back when she worked in the bank, she was like, I wouldn't say like a hardcore Christian, but she was Christian. And she was like, yeah, gays are like propagated or whatever.
But then how do you explain homosexuality in the animal kingdom?
That's hard.
What kind of CP24 are they watching?
They're just watching gay dudes.
What kind of CNN are they watching? What kind of CNN are chimps in Africa? What are they watching?
I don't know, man. And the whole thing about like, oh, should this gender go in that bathroom? Should that gender go in that bathroom?
Yeah.
You're taking shit in a bathroom. Why does it matter who's going in there?
Because you can get a pervert in a ladies' bathroom and go under the guise of, oh, I'm a girl.
Oh.
Right? And then go inside and take advantage of females. That's why.
But you gotta be like...
That's why it matters.
You gotta be... I don't know, man. You gotta be like a really sorry person, bro.
Well, that's the issue. That's the problem, because those people exist.
But can't like a dude just straight up walk into a girl's bathroom, like a bathroom either way?
Yeah, you can. And then you're going to jail for sure. That's the thing, right?
Yeah, I guess so.
Then like if you... And if you, I guess, say, oh, I identify as a female, and you go into a female bathroom and commit sexual assault, you're still going to jail.
Yeah.
But you'll have an easier time getting into the bathroom. You would. The thing is, a straight man identifying as a male just simply does not walk into a female bathroom because people are watching you.
Yeah.
Right? You feel embarrassed. But if you say, oh, I'm a woman, no one, like...
Now, if they call you, they're like the sexist one then.
Yeah, exactly. How can you stop me? I am a female.
Yeah.
I identify as a female. I can go here, right? That's the issue.
Man, we need some ethical people. We need some of the ethics. You think other civilizations have to deal with shit like that?
Other civilizations?
Yeah, like the Romans or something.
I don't think so, man. I think what's happening now, I think this might be a first in history. I don't think this has been... Because everything, like, back in those days, if you were gay, you were probably killed.
Yeah, you're probably, like, stoned or something.
Right. So, with the liberties and freedoms afforded to people today, it's much easier. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's much easier to be a member of that community today than it was in the past. Not saying it's easy.
Even in certain countries, like, it's different still.
Yeah. Yeah, so it's not. I'm not saying it's easy, but it's not... It's not as life threatening as it used to be.
Yeah.
Is what I'm trying to say. I mean, in Russia, you go to jail if you're gay.
Yeah, China, is China normal? Or?
I have no idea. No idea, buddy. Okay, we're about 51 minutes in, and we haven't talked about anything.
That's pretty good. We had like content for like 3 episodes.
I know, right? Okay, getting to the actual topics. What do you want to talk about?
I don't know, man. What do we got?
We have Chamkila movie gonna be in Hindi.
Yeah.
Kevin Gates story, honor killings, and what people think about us.
What do you think will be the most?
I think what we're talking about is more fun than any of these topics.
Yeah, basically. Shit, man. Like the best shit comes from the heart.
The best shit comes from when you're just like, shooting the shit.
Yeah, when you're just
like in the flow of things. You haven't said one offensive thing today.
Yeah, I have.
You haven't, because you haven't had time to think about stupid shit.
Yeah,
we're just having a conversation.
Yeah,
right. From now on, this is how we do these episodes.
Yeah, but the problem comes when you start blanking.
We can cut those out.
Yeah, we could do that.
Right. We haven't. How much have we blanked today?
Not much.
It's like we're just sitting down and having a conversation. She's Florida man. Got to get on board with this, man. So honor killings. That blank was too much, man. had to throw something in there.
Sent us back generations.
I know. Okay, so you know that channel Lad Bible?
No,
it's a British channel. They have a YouTube account, and they're pretty big on Instagram too. And they did it. They did an interview with a Punjabi girl from England.
Oh,
who was the victim of this whole mentality of girls aren't wanted.
Okay, yeah.
In our community.
Yeah.
And other communities. So, I listened to a bit of her story.
Yeah.
And it was very difficult to listen to. So, she was born in a family. And her parents didn't want a daughter. So, they treated her like shit. Right? Damn. To the point where... So when she said this, I just I had to turn it off.
Yeah.
She was raped by her father and her father's friends.
Oh, shit.
Right? So at that point, I turned it off.
Yeah.
I went to the gym. And then I couldn't concentrate on a workout just because of how disturbing that piece of information was.
That messed up.
Right? And then she got married off to one of her dad's friend's sons.
Yeah.
Similar shit happened in that household. She escaped and came back to her family, and then her family beat her to within inches of like her death.
Damn.
She managed to escape, well, and whatever, right? So the thing that occurred to me when I was listening to this is this happened in England.
Yeah, like a modern, wondered how, like recently or?
She's probably in her late 30s, early 40s.
Okay.
So it hasn't been
that long. Yeah, it's been recent.
Right. So it's not that long ago. But I think they were saying that there are, numbers could be way off here, maybe about 17,000 incidents of attempted honor killings in England. Now, is it just me, or does that problem not exist to that extent in Canada? Because you never hear about that kind of stuff here.
Yeah, I've never heard about that.
Right?
In India, I think.
In India, yes.
Yeah.
But in Canada, I don't think I've ever... I've heard of one story in all my life in Canada. I've heard of one incident. And if it's true that it happens way more in England than here, are England Punjabis just backwards?
People have been... I would think that they would be ahead of us because people have been there so long.
They've been there for so much longer than we've been in Canada and the States. So you'd think that they would have moved past all this, you know, this type of thinking.
Yeah.
Well, apparently not.
See, the reason why I think it would, like, if you ask me, like, without, like, telling the statistics, right, I'd be like, it's probably higher in Canada because, like, you know, I don't want to be, like, you know, like, rude to, like, a specific, like, type of people. But, like, you know, as we see more students come here and people from, like, the India, like, sort of mindset, I'd expect, like, oh, you know, because in India it's like common, right?
Yeah.
So I expect, like, you know, maybe Canada would move that shit here.
Yeah.
But you in England, you don't really hear students coming there that much, right? As much as here.
As much as,
yeah, so I don't know.
So yeah, that kind of threw me for a loop.
That's kind of like backwards.
Yeah.
Is it a bigger thing in like, you know, there's like Punjabi people in like Africa too? Is it like a big thing there as well?
Mm-hmm.
But I think people around the time of England, people I think came there as well.
Yeah, I'm just trying to find statistics for Canada, Honor Killing Canada statistics. From the Literature Review and Media Reports, it is evident that honor killings do occasionally occur in Canada. So far, over the past decade in Canada, there have been at least a dozen reported homicides, which appear to be have been honor killings. So over the past decade, at least 12.
That's like nothing, basically.
I mean, it's still a lot,
yeah.
But like, relatively
compared
speaking,
to England,
United Kingdom, research suggests that at least one so-called honor killing occurs in the United Kingdom every year.
So
the numbers aren't numbering here. So that would mean Canada has more.
Yeah, by two.
By two, right? If it's 12 over the last decade.
Yeah.
And then at least one honor killing occurs.
But at least one could mean like...
At least one.
That's like a million? At least one.
Okay, it's not that much of a stretch where it's a million. Like on average.
Yeah, I guess.
You would say one each year.
Yeah.
Well, maybe I was wrong. Hey, the more you know. Canada's fucked up too then. But the thing is, you don't hear about it in Canada.
Yeah, you don't.
Right?
Maybe it's better kept hidden or something here. Maybe people are more secretive.
Some guy in California just got, maybe a couple of months ago, maybe a couple of years ago, this guy killed his daughter-in-law because she disrespected him.
Oh, shit.
She dishonored him.
What did she do, though?
I don't know. Said something. I think he overheard a phone call of hers where she was saying that she was going to leave the family.
Oh.
I think...
That's still messed up, though.
Every year in the UK, officials estimate that at least a dozen women are victim of... Okay, see, this is different now. So, 12 per year? That is at least one. Every year in the UK, officials estimate that at least a dozen women are victims of honor killings. Almost exclusively within Asian and Middle Eastern families.
So, that's still, like, what, 12 times what Canada has, basically?
Yeah. So this supports our theory.
Yeah, this supports
the previous one said it was about even.
Yeah, but like population wise, how much bigger is this? Got to be like double, triple the size of Canada.
England's population is about maybe twice the size of Canada. UK population 67 million, so it's less than double.
Yeah, less than double. Yeah, then that rate's still insane.
Yeah.
Does India have a statistic for it? I'm guessing not. Cause...
Hold on a second. If you look at rates.
Yeah.
Where's a fucking calculator? So let's say, how many people in Canada?
39 million, I think.
Canada population 38 million. So that's 12 divided by 38. No, fuck, I did it wrong. So that's 3... Over 95,000. Okay, we're not going to do math on this podcast. Okay, we're not math professors here. Okay, we're still smart people, but like,
leave it to addition and subtraction.
Fuck off. Numbers wise, it's more apparently it's more in the UK,
yeah.
Right? But why? why apparently are they more backwards than people of Asian origin? I don't mean Asian as in like Chinese, like Asian, like just the continent of Asia.
Yeah.
Right.
See, but if you think about it, a lot of their shit's backwards too, like the side they drive on the road. not that. Their steering wheels. No, but I mean, even in terms of like racism, like you see like people like, you know, like Punjabi people getting like beat up there and shit, right? Or like, you know, like in schools at least, right? Like you see those videos go viral, like, yo, Dakim, yo, Timothy Dakim and shit, right? You don't see that shit here.
Like, you know what I mean? What about Dakim Jaskaran?
That was brown on brown violence. Okay. You don't see white people. I feel like over here, white people are almost scared of brown people. Like, you know, when I went to a mostly, like, you know, like, Somalian school, nobody ever said shit to us. You know, but in the UK, you see that shit. These brown kids are getting bullied.
It's a numbers game. In Brampton, Rexdale, Malton, it's the majority is brown.
Yeah.
Right? So.
But, like, isn't, I guess, I don't know where these things are happening in the UK, the bullying shit, but, like, South Hall, isn't, like, pretty brown.
That's pretty brown.
I don't
think so.
You're not there? Okay. No. Maybe not. Like the other areas, right?
Maybe like in Edinburgh, Scotland, maybe it happens.
I guess.
Look, when I was in school,
yeah,
racism was never an issue for me because everybody looked like me, right?
Yeah.
If I went to a school where I was the minority, I have been to those schools. It was never an issue there either. Like, yeah, I would say I just think I've worked with white people. I've gone to school with white people. It's never been an issue.
Yeah.
So, I don't know what the fuck's happening in England. In my 35 years on this planet.
Yeah.
7 of which were in India, so racism wasn't an issue for us.
Yeah, that was just home, I guess.
In my 28 years in Canada.
Yeah.
It just hasn't been an issue for me.
Yeah. Same, I haven't been out in the world that much, but in my 17 years, I don't think I've had one racist incident to me.
But you've mostly been in predominantly brown environments.
Yeah, but I did some stuff in like a way, like most of my life, I moved to Brampton like when I was 12, right?
Yeah.
Most of my life spent in Rexdale, right? I still did things like Taekwondo, that was a lot of white people there. Mm. We had like soccer, a little bit swimming. That shit was a lot of white people. It wasn't, you know, that much though, but like still, man.
In all the times that I have been slightly bullied,
yeah,
it was always a brown kid bullying me. never a white person. It was never racist.
Wasn't racially motivated.
It wasn't racially motivated. Yeah. It was just some stupid brown kid.
I don't. Maybe it just has to do with like the Canadian people are more accepting.
Maybe
something about
maybe.
That. But even
what,
like,
if you see a monster sticker on like a pickup truck? I mean, those guys are a bit different.
Those guys, they'll eat you up.
Yeah. But then our people are racist towards other communities.
Yeah, but I think the difference is I don't think our people say it to their face.
Well, we're scared.
Exactly. We are closet racists.
We're closet racists. We will never go out and openly racially discriminate.
Yeah. Like, look, let me give you a real life example, man. We have black neighbors. My mom loves it with them all the time. You know, hey, brother, what's going on, right? In the old house.
Isn't that racist? Hey, brother.
What she means in good heart is different, yeah. Right? Then in the old house, we had black neighbors as well. Always she'd be like, yo, how's it going? You know, nice. You know, good to meet you. She'd buy them samosa sometimes, right? It's good stuff, right? Then, I don't know, some news came on. It was like some 14-year-old stabbed a woman or something, right? She's just like, this dude is 100% black.
See, that's the issue. Whenever something happens, our community automatically goes to, it's a black person.
Exactly. I don't know what it is, man.
The amount of time I've spent trying to eliminate that kind of thinking in my friends from work, the FOB community.
Yeah.
It's frustrating.
But like, you think that's like, okay, so India, obviously, I'm pretty, they don't have that many black dudes in India, right?
Not that many.
These dudes, okay, India, they were colonized by white people. White people killed these dudes. And they still prefer white dudes over black dudes. How does that make any sense?
It makes no sense. It makes no sense.
You think it's just like a propaganda thing?
I think so. I think it's a lot of it's because of the media.
Yeah.
and how the media portrays certain communities.
Or maybe when like the British came to like India or whatever, they probably instilled it in like their mind, like, you know, we're helping you, these guys.
But there weren't black, I don't think there were many black people in India back then either.
Probably told them or something.
But like, if you're if the British are coming over and saying, I'm white, I'm superior, you're darker skinned than me, you're not as good as I am, then wouldn't Indians be like, hey, you look like me, African guy?
Yeah, right? That's true.
Let's stick together.
Yeah.
Right? That guy thinks we're darker, we're not as good.
Yeah.
No. We make songs about how like girls are like light skinned, like, and like the more light skinned you are, the better you are.
Yeah. Shit. So do you think that's a product of colonization, or that's just how people think then?
That was probably in the culture before my thinking. It was probably in the culture before colonization as well. Because I think if you go back and look at previous generations and look at higher classes, because classes, you know, like the caste system, once you're in a caste, you keep moving down that caste, really. Yeah, that stays within your family.
Yeah.
And if you look at all the higher caste members in India, they're a lot more fair in skin color than lower caste members.
Yeah.
So I'm assuming that kind of thinking was within the Indian system before colonization as well. It's fucked up, though.
It is fucked up.
Right? But going back to one of our previous episodes, the darker your skin color in India, the more creative you are on Instagram.
Yeah.
Right? Because we laugh at it, but if you think, no one's going to give you attention if you're not doing something creative.
Yeah, you're like worthless.
In India, yes. Right?
But they don't have any... They don't have any career. Like, okay, over here, I can become an electrician. I can get my license. I can do that shit.
Mm.
Over there, why would I... I'm pretty sure there's process to get my license. Why would I get my license when all the fucking shit's just a bunch of random wires done by some pinned guy 50 years ago who doesn't know what he was doing?
Exactly.
There's no infrastructure to have a career.
Yeah.
There's no...
These guys also stand out more on social media and whatnot. Because if you look at people from higher caste, they all do the same shit.
Yeah.
Guns, jeeps, motorcycles, fucking land, right?
Or the dudes who like don't have beards and shit, and like those kids who are just on Instagram, like, today day 74. I went to the park. I went with these guys. I played on the swings. I drank at this place, this restaurant, very nice restaurant. Then we came home. Then like those guys. Yeah.
Same shit.
There's nothing there.
So these guys, they end up being more creative because they have to be. And it's entertaining.
It is.
Yeah.
Shit, but like, do you think in their like wildest of dreams that those guys would ever be like, they're probably humble people, right? They probably never thought that, like, you know, people in Canada would be watching this.
I don't think it ever occurred to them.
Yeah. Imagine you could monetize those guys. Those guys could somehow monetize themselves and make good money. We might see a flip where the darker people are the ruling class and the white people are like
bottom. Not white, like lighter skinned.
Yeah.
I don't think it's going to happen, though.
Yeah, because
just the way that India is set up, it's not going to happen.
Even like, I think it's almost like, you know how like generational wealth, right? You have like the...
Generational poverty? No. It seems funny, but guess what it is.
Basically,
what it is.
You have like, okay, you're the royal family, right?
Yeah.
They know how to keep their wealth together and do shit better than us. They have like all like the systems in place. They have the lawyers. They know how to stay rich. They know how to maintain that. Some people like us who are ordinary, we don't know that shit, right? Mm-hmm. So same thing like in India, people who are like darker skinned, they don't know how to, I guess, sort of get to the top and maintain that status, whereas like, you know, the top caste people, they probably know all the ins and outs, how to cheat the system, where
of course. No, that's definitely right. It just comes down to education, man.
Yeah,
we're not uneducated.
Yeah,
but we haven't been educated to the extent where the upper classes in Canada, United States, the way that they know how to handle money.
Yeah.
They even make money.
Yeah,
right.
Man, it's just like those people who made that like wealth, just like mass wealth, they just keep on going. Like, how is it that some, like, you look at some families, they fall apart, right? Then you have some families, like, I guess, like the royal family, right? immense amount of fucked up shit could happen. They'll still be at the top.
They're also protected.
Yeah, I guess. So government protected.
Yeah.
Well, deep state. How do you get to that level, though? How do you get to the level where...
You gotta go back like 1,000 years and have like a great-great-great-great-grandfather who's a king.
So you... Okay, because you think...
Or queen.
You think it's achievable in the modern world to somehow get to that status?
Becoming a king?
Like the royal family status. Like how to get your family to that status in the modern world. Do you think that's possible?
No. That's an outdated structure or institution. Other European countries have kings and queens.
Yeah.
You ever hear of them?
Never.
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 It's the impact that England had on the entire world because of their empire that they get this much attention.
Yeah.
Right? And nowadays, the royal family, it's such a attraction for the world. It's like a tourism industry for England.
Yeah, with all the palaces.
Exactly. And... Right? So that's their incentive to keep it going.
It's like a
nobody goes
screen.
To see the fucking King of Spain.
Yeah, who cares about that?
He exists.
Yeah.
But no one cares about him. But no, you're not going to see another royal family. Like a fucking undrafted NBA story. A random family becomes the royal family. Where it wasn't even drafted in the royal family draft. Red shirt.
Man, but I think the closest thing to kings and shit we have today are like celebrities, right?
Yeah.
Like, you look at Drake, he's, I guess, one of the most famous people on the planet.
Yeah.
I don't even think he could... He might have, like, generational wealth, right?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't think he'll ever, amass to that status. I mean, he still has a good life, right?
No, it's a different type of lifestyle for the royal family versus a typical celebrity. I wouldn't want to be that famous, though.
Like, Drake or royal family?
Either.
Either?
Just give me the money and I want to disappear.
Yeah, I think I agree with you.
Yeah, like,
there's too much shit.
I want to blend in.
Yeah. Like, you would rather earn your money being like a investment banker type guy than being like a celebrity and earning your money that way. But see, I don't get the... Of course, you want to be like, you know, like we want the podcast to do good and stuff, right?
Yeah.
But I don't... The like podcast do good is sort of like a money thing, right? I don't get the attraction of fame that much.
I don't either. Okay, Joe Rogan, biggest podcast in the world. He can still go out and get a cup of coffee without people mobbing him.
Yeah.
Right? He's got the money and he's got a relatively normal lifestyle. Relatively. That would be my ideal lifestyle. But like people like, ooh, like Justin Bieber or even Drake, you can't go out by yourself.
You can't do anything.
Right? You can't do anything.
Yeah. Athletes, they can't.
It depends how, like, soccer players? No.
Yeah.
Ronaldo, Messi?
Messi was like shopping in Miami at like a store or something.
By himself?
Yeah, by himself. And people spotted him and they took pictures with him. But like, he still did it.
Well, it's also the United States, right? The soccer culture isn't that big.
You can't do that in Europe.
You only can't
do it that does in that in Europe. The shit's just...
Yeah.
Roads are getting closed down.
You think LeBron can go out for a Starbucks one?
Honestly, it depends where.
He's LeBron, though.
Yeah, but I feel like... There's always... Okay. This was one of the things I wrote in the group chat. It was like, what's greater than white privilege?
Hmm.
It's like looking like a famous person.
Hmm.
Dude, I saw a clip. Okay. It was a dude who looked like Patrick Mahomes or something, right?
Mm-hmm.
This guy's in a mall. Patrick Mahomes is like 6'4", I think. 6'5". He's a big dude, right?
Mm-hmm.
This dude made like around 5'10", maybe 6 feet, right?
Mm-hmm.
Looks like Patrick Mahomes. Man had a bunch of people following him. In a mall, because people thought that he was
Patrick Mahomes.
People thought he wasn't, though. People thought that was him.
You know, he wasn't, but people thought it was him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And he still had, like, tons of people following him, taking pictures with him.
That's like seeing a replica Lamborghini. You know something's off.
Yeah.
Right? The dimensions don't quite match up in your mind to what, like, an actual Lamborghini is, but you're still going to take a picture.
Yeah.
That's the same thing. That's what it is.
But, like... Okay, let's say I look like somebody, right? Like a famous person, right? There's some drawbacks, but there's also pros. Like, you know, you might be more marketable or something, right? Like if you were to go to that creative side. But the drawback is you look like that guy. We can't make you anything because you look like that
exactly.
guy.
Exactly. Your best case scenario is you become a body double for that guy.
Yeah.
Right? Shit goes down, they put you out, and Patrick Mahomes is chilling at home. That's your best avenue. Anything else?
I don't know.
It's a good episode. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Yeah. We talked about one topic, and that too, we just briefly touched on it.
I don't know, we talked about like intellectual stuff.
We
not,
did.
Not like some dumbass like.
Yeah, exactly.
Even if we talked about intellectual stuff, it might have been a little bit like wrong, but still.
A lot of it was probably not correct. Right? But we're here to provide fodder for the brain.
Yeah.
It's on you to do your research.
Exactly.
We're not claiming to be experts in anything.
Yeah.
We're not giving any expert knowledge. We're just having a discussion.
It's like, okay. Somebody asked Neil deGrasse Tyson, they're like, why do you need to learn like stupid math in like high school that you're never going to use in your life? He's like, it's so that your brain opens new pathways of thinking and shit like that, right?
Yeah.
Same way, you don't need the knowledge we're saying. We're opening more pathways in your brain.
Exactly.
To the question stuff.
To question stuff. Don't just watch Love is Blind.
Yeah.
Become blinded by love. No, but it's important to be curious about stuff. Wrap it up?
Yeah.
Cool.
Cool.
You want to wrap it up?
Ha.
I don't know. Just thank the people for listening.
Thank you for listening. Thank you. You know, that's usually actually the Florida man's part, you know. Thank you for listening.
All right. We hope you enjoyed this episode. It's a little different from what we usually do. And we'll try to do more of this in the future.
Yeah.
We'll try to get the Florida man on board as well. See, the thing is, like, just ask questions.
Exactly.
That's the most important thing.
Yeah.
Just ask, even if you don't know anything, just ask questions and we'll try to answer them.
Yeah.
We might be wrong, but at least you'll be on a different pathway.
We might not even get an answer, but we'll get somewhere.
We might give you two answers.
Yeah.
Competing answers. And you just figure out which one works best for you.
I think we could become politicians.
I think you're on the right track to become the mayor of Brent. Let's say bye again. All right. Thank you for listening. And we'll do this again.
Yeah.
Bye.